It's time for Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball on 106.7 WMVI and MountVernonRadio.com. This broadcast is brought to you by United Fidelity Bank, the Posey County Co-op, Auto Car Trader, Bud's Hardware, the Mount Vernon M Club, Russell's Excavating, Green Credit Union, Expressway Chevrolet, Team Milam of ERA First Advantage Realty, and Expressway Jeep and Chrysler.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Mount Vernon High School Basketball Coaches Show. I'm Alan Buck. You're listening to 106.7 WMVI and MountVernonRadio.com. We've got a special treat for you this evening. This is the first, hopefully of many, girls basketball coaches show with Coach Rocky Alderman. And he's had a pretty good season this year. Got a lot of building to do, a lot of things. We want to look back and talk about some of these players that have contributed and how we got here. I believe season record was 7-16, 8-17. That's right. I forgot the Memorial game. Yeah, 8-17, and that's a huge improvement over the previous season.
Yes.
And you generally you started two freshmen, two seniors, and a junior.
Three seniors.
Okay, I didn't know if all three of them started. Oh, of course, Lilliston, Powell, and Ellison. Yeah.
Yes.
And then Guerrero would come off the bench as the junior.
Yes, and she started on occasion as well, our Memorial game when Stella was hurt. So our last game we had a junior out there as well.
Yeah, yeah. And but you were led in scoring by Stella Hall. Yes. Listed her at 5'8", and she's been described to me as a gym rat.
Yes, she is just an all-around athlete, really hard worker, plays four sports because she doubles up in the spring with softball and track. And so she's just one of those kids that it helps when you have your leading scorer be that hard of a worker and just kind of sets the bar for everyone around her.
Mm-hmm. I always liked multiple sport players because, you know, nowadays they call it cross-training. When I was doing it, I just said, hey, I want a kid who's hungry for that next sport. And my boys played three sports. They absolutely love football. But by the end of football, they were looking forward to basketball. And by the end of basketball, looking forward to track and so on and so forth. So I just think you get a fresh player and some of the skills also help in the other sports. I don't know if you found that. I always loved – back in my day, we made fun of soccer players. Mm-hmm. No, hope I don't hurt anybody's feelings, but I loved a soccer player on any of my teams because their conditioning was superb, their footwork was tremendous, mm-hmm. and I could teach them what I wanted to learn about my sport. So, yes. Do you have now your girls? You had I found this a lot of fun and very fascinating. You had three different girls record a double double during the season, and that's. In this case, it was always points and rebounds. Mm-hmm. They were three different girls. None of them were your leading scorer. Who, you know, I would say Stella Hall's probably your best player. But you had the first one we got to see was Taylor Ellison in the Pike Central game. Mm-hmm. And she was just... She was an animal under the boards.
Yes.
A lot of fun. Does she... She seemed like she brought a pretty strong work ethic to the floor.
Yeah, so she's another one of those multi-sport athletes that soccer's probably her best sport, and so it's just one that you were talking about. She comes in well-conditioned. I think playing sports year-round, it just makes them more competitive, that it's like we're looking forward to the games. I want to win. I don't care what the game is, and I think you see that from Taylor on the defense end of the floor, mm-hmm. Going after rebounds. I believe she was our leading rebounder on the season, playing as a guard. And so then when you get 10 points out of her too on the offense end, that's just really exciting to see. And it's just kind of, yeah, incredible that I noticed, and it was kind of a trend we had throughout the year that we'd play well and Stella would have 12 points or so, but the games where we were most successful and able to win was because we had those two, three players that were either in double figures or 8-9 points mm-hmm. right there. And so, yeah, it was nice to see kind of some of our maybe more typical rebounding type players step up and help us out on the offensive end and get us wins in those closer games.
Yeah, you explained to me why Stella's footwork, Taylor's footwork was so good. I did not realize she was a soccer player.
Yes.
And in soccer, there's a lot of contact. So she, number one, she moved very well. And number two, she didn't shy away from contact.
Yes.
That's terrific. And a lot of young players shy away from contact, particularly sometimes girls shy away from that.
Yeah.
But she didn't. She was rough and tumble in there.
No, and she was probably a big key to our first win against Tecumseh. If we played man-to-man, she normally took on the toughest assignment defensively. We started her on a guard. As the game went on, their post had scored like 12 points or so going into the fourth quarter. And so it's like, okay, who's going to be physical and shut her down? And we made a little bit of a defensive adjustment going into the fourth. And I think they scored 2 or 4 points as a team the whole fourth quarter after we made that switch in assignment. So just if you wanted a tough, hard-nosed, defensive-minded player, Taylor was the one that we had to count on, and she did a great job.
That's fantastic. Defense is my favorite part of the game. So yeah. I just assume win the game 2-0. But this at 5'9", she could guard a guard, and she could guard an underneath post player as well.
Yes.
With her strength and her footwork.
Yes.
So fabulous. That's great. She being a senior, is going to be one that'll be leaving. That's a huge hole to fill.
Yes.
Another one you've got here is Abby Powell. She also had a double-double this season, and you list her at 5'10", and she was another one down, not an out-on-the-floor player, but down on the blocks, she was killer. And then in the Memorial game, when you were having the sectional game, having trouble scoring, she stepped out and hit a couple of deep, hit a three, and another one just inside the line.
Yes.
Just as I'm thinking, that's not a good shot.
Yeah.
Just swish. And she's a gamer.
Yes, so Abby's one that when I met her last year, she had only really ever played the five, and I was looking kind of around, and you saw our team that we were 5'8 and above.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, who are some of these centers that we can convince to be forwards and guards? And she was one that we saw that potential in her last year, and we were trying to convince her, hey, you got to play outside, face the basket. And so when we had kind of that shorter bench with less guards, that in the Memorial game she played on the perimeter, and she did a really well job. She was our leading scorer in that game.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, she hit a couple down from the field. I believe it was Wayne City. There was one game in our Fairfield tournament where she had a double-double that,
yep.
Once again, 5'10", you can count on her for rebounds. And if she can hit a shot from the outside or two, she's pretty tough to guard, because we know she can make them from a foot away and get layups. And so when her mid-range or even a three or two starts to fall for her, she had a couple of games where she was 12, 15 points.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one thing I noticed with her around down on the blocks. She used the backboard.
Yes.
And that's one thing I get so irritated at kids. They like seeing the teardrops.
Mm-hmm.
Those look pretty, but you're not getting paid a couple million dollars a week to do that. Do the smart thing. Use the backboard. And she was fundamental.
Yes.
Really good. And also, I saw her go up one time. She got hammered and mm-hmm. still was strong enough to finish the shot.
Yes.
That's pretty impressive. And sadly, she'll be gone, but she's shown you some good things from your program. And by the way, I just did not see her as a – I saw you having several forwards and a bunch of guards.
Okay.
I didn't see you having any centers, really,
yes.
just by true position. But you've got some versatility in her playing center and then outside on the floor, and you had Taylor Ellison as a guard, but also guard and post player. So
yes.
You got versatility. Lindsay Lilliston,
mm-hmm.
another senior. She was my son was helping broadcast the games this year. He said that saying that name over Lilliston.
Yes.
And I said, well, you should have had her brother in football. He was the leading tackler for the first few games.
Yes.
Saying Lilliston all night long, get you tongue-tied.
Yes.
But I liked her game. She was aggressive all over. She,
mm-hmm.
I didn't see that she excelled in one specific thing. I saw her, she just contributed in all different areas. And did I see right, or I didn't see as many games as you did?
Yes, so Lindsay's one of our more well-rounded, probably fundamentally sound, better players. She didn't have many of the scoring performances I know that she would like to, but she just was consistent for us. She she provided decent defense on that end of the floor. In the Memorial game, she had to step up and kind of take over some point guard responsibilities. And headed into that game, she was a little bit nervous about it. But really, we did not turn the ball over more that game than what we had the games going into it, being down a point guard. And so she was just someone we could rely on. And she was one that, like I said, was probably 2 to 3 times the player she was in practice. As she was in games sometimes, that it was just she was well-rounded and she was solid, and just we could always rely on her as that extra guard there.
It's always nice when you got players who are better in games than they are in practice.
Yes.
When I played, a couple of my teammates were what they used to call Thursday All-Americans.
Yes.
They were Superman in practice.
Yes.
On Thursday. But on Friday in games, they were in the tank. So yes. you had the opposite there, and it worked out really well. We just talked about the seniors. We'll get into a little bit more after the break, but we'll take a quick commercial timeout. You're listening to 106.7 WMVI.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstott, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Asgrow and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Buying a used vehicle doesn't have to be difficult. And when you come to Auto Car Trader in Mount Vernon, it's not. This week's vehicle of the week is a 2022 Chevrolet Colorado two-wheel drive extended cab work truck. This clean white truck has just 16,000 miles on it. It has a V6 and is rear-wheel drive. It's 18 miles to the gallon in the city and 25 on the highway. It has a clean Carfax record and is just a one-owner vehicle. And it's a perfect truck to fit your fleet. Check out the pictures today at actpreowned.com or swing by 312 College Avenue in Mount Vernon. Take this one home for just $22,890. Financing is available for all credit situations at Auto Car Trader in Mount Vernon.
Spring is just around the corner, and Bud's Hardware is here to help you. Packaged flower and vegetable seeds are buy one, get one free. 50-pound bags of Kentucky 31 or Contractor Blend Tall Fescue Grass Seed for $69.99 apiece. Bud's Hardware is open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 until 5. Serving Mount Vernon since 1874. Bud's Hardware on Main Street.
For over 40 years, the Mount Vernon Club has provided support necessary for the success of Mount Vernon student athletes. Since 1971, over $250,000 has been donated to athletic programs, assisting in weight room equipment, uniforms, and granting college scholarships. The M Club sells individual bricks for Wildcat Plaza, which are great purchases for alums and class reunions. Bricks are just $35. To make a purchase, contact M Club President Scott Mitchell at 812-550-0153.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Mount Vernon High School Basketball Coaches Show on 106.7 WMVI and MountVernonRadio.com. I'm Alan Buck, sitting here with Coach Rocky Alderman. We've got a special edition tonight with Girls Coaches Show. In the first segment, we talked about the seniors and their contributions and how the team rounded out. You also had, we'll go down in age order, Gloria Guerrero. I thought she was a fabulous defensive player with a really good mind for the floor, the position, the spacing. Spacing concepts hard to teach to kids.
Yes.
And she just seemed to grasp it. But she also, in my humble opinion, she seemed a little less confident in her abilities than I was. Mm-hmm. I would see her start to do things and think, okay, you can finish this. And she would defer to a more experienced player. And I don't know, is that a fair assessment? Or?
Yeah, I think confidence across the board was something that a lot of our kids didn't have. And I don't know. We try to teach confidence. We try to put them in situations and practice to be ready for those games. But like I said, coming off of the seasons that we've had historically, it's understandable why a few of them, you know, haven't felt as successful as basketball players as what we know they can be. And so Gloria was one that if she hit a shot or two and started to, you know, produce, it just kept coming. There were a few games that she was one of those double figure scorers that helped us kind of round out the scoring column where we were most successful. And so having that threat coming in as the kind of sixth person off the bench, that was something really helpful to have. And then we also knew that, hey, if someone is out hurt or someone's sick or whatever, to have someone capable of just filling in. And then, like we talked about, the adaptability of some of those others to switch positions, that we could kind of, okay, Gloria's in, she's our five, she's our center. Everyone else, you know, bump one position this way or one position that way. And we were able to compete really well with her on the floor, no different than if it was kind of one of the typical five starters.
Yeah, and Jameson was broadcasting that game with me, and he pointed out in the game against Memorial, the sectional game, she was more aggressive going to the basket. She would, when she would start to make a move earlier in the season, maybe she'd stop and pass it out to somebody. She just went ahead and finished, and finished through some collisions and all, and she was not afraid at all, just ready to go.
Yeah,
that was very good.
Yep, and like I said, she was one. If she saw one or two of those fall early in the game, you could tell, hey, she's going to have a big game. And so I'm trying to remember Memorial specifically, what maybe got her started, got her going. But she had a few of those throughout the year.
Yeah, and it's she'll be back next year, so that's a good thing. And you said, yes, I believe she's center fielder.
Yeah, so she plays softball. She's really a talented athlete. Kind of like we said with Taylor earlier, that it's nice to have kids who just want to learn how to compete and learn how to win, and just always give it their all. And she's just a competitor, and you saw that on the defense end. And like I said, for her height and her kind of position, she moves pretty well. And
yes, she does.
That, like you said, that you could call her a center, but maybe defensively she matches up more like a forward or even just a really tall guard at times. So
yeah, she's got enough size. She can compete. She probably guard five positions on the floor. Now, if they're, you know, once in a while you might have an extremely quick guard, but other than that, with her size, she can make up for that. And her knowledge of the spacing and her desire to play defense. That's the thing. Defense is more played with desire than it is with talent, because you know, and she seemed to have that mindset, and that's always a good thing. You know, you got contributions from Kennedy Price, and I did. Is it Kennedy?
It is Kennedy.
Okay.
Yes.
When I first looked at it, I stopped for a minute because language is one of my assets. But I looked at it, and I wasn't sure. My son looked at me like I was stupid. He said, "Well, it's Kennedy." Oh, okay. So, but she tried to step in a little bit in the last game without Stella. She did some ball handling and all. She'll be back next year, and she looks to me like she's got a big upside.
Yes, so she's one that we kind of counted on. If hey, one of our guards got in foul trouble, we need a couple possessions of defense. She really played in almost every game. I think there's maybe only one game she didn't get into, but a lot of times it was just, here, we need her for a few possessions. Here, we need, you know, this type of responsibility. And she just kind of stepped in wherever she was needed. And she's one of those kids that we played one JV game all year, just where our numbers were at. She would have been a really solid JV point guard for us. And that's kind of the role she played in practice. So when we found out that Stella was going to be out for the sectional semifinal, it was like, okay, Kennedy, here's your shot. You're going to come off the bench. If you're out there, you're our point guard. If, you know, we need you to just take care of the ball, few turnovers as possible, and just do your thing on the defense end of the floor. And so it was, you know, we tried to sneak her in here and there when we could use her on Tuesday night and a few other nights throughout the year, and just getting to see her kind of have that moment and really sink to her training, because we don't rise to the occasion, but sink to what she'd been prepared for, what was really special, just to see her, you know, live up to what she knew she could do.
Yeah, you've got a couple others coming back, Sarah Seifert and Lillian Watzlawick, or is it Watzlawick?
Watzlawick, yeah.
Watzlawick, okay. She, in the Memorial game, when you put her in, I was thinking she was playing out as a guard position.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking she needs to be down in the blocks. But her hands were so quick. She was poking the ball away from this moment. I thought, my God. And it wasn't just a one time. It was frequent. And I thought, well, that's very special skill to have hands that quick.
Yeah.
She's just a freshman.
Yeah. So Lily, she's one you can just tell she does not like to lose. She wants to compete. She's one that if she would have gotten more minutes, she probably also would have been competing for that, you know, leading rebounder spot. Just any sort of loose ball she was after. Mm-hmm. Could go either way. It could be a foul or it could be a really great hustle play. And that's what you got from Lily, was just a consistent effort and energy and, you know, just a nose for wanting the basketball.
Excellent. You want that to come back for you. Mm-hmm. Now, it's Sarah Seifert.
Yes.
She's another one that came off the bench some, and she'll just a sophomore. Mm-hmm. She'll develop some in the offseason. And the other thing, she's 5'9".
Yes.
You know, that's a pretty good size gal. And, you know, that's one of the things as a coach, you can't teach him to be tall.
Yes. So Sarah's another one. She played through junior high, and she decided to play travel volleyball last year. And so we were excited to have her back out. And so she's one that has developed a little bit of a post game inside. Once again, if we had those numbers for a JV team, would have probably been a really solid center on the JV group. And like we talked about, just with our size and our depth, that kind of those types of positions that she didn't get into quite as many games as what she could have.
Mm-hmm.
But as the years go on, she's one that we hope to be able to kind of fill in and take that responsibility and role going forward.
Yeah. The freshman, one I really enjoyed watching was Aubrey Grimes.
Yes.
In the first Bossy game, late in the game, and Bossy had cut the lead. And, you know, I told you, I think you should have beaten Bossy by 10 to 15 points.
Yes.
And you beat him by 6 that first time.
Yeah.
But while they were cutting that lead, they didn't get any rebounds because Aubrey Grimes and Taylor Ellison were getting all the rebounds.
Yes.
And they were just battling each other for the rebounds.
Yeah.
Bossy didn't want any part of that. Those gals were in there with that playground attitude. It's my ball. I'm going to take it and go home.
Yeah.
And you just get out of their way. They were fun to watch. And but Aubrey, and she is another one. She had a double-double, and hers was against Bossy in the sectional game.
Yes. So Aubrey was another one that we could consistently just rely on, rebounding effort. That's one of those things that we were talking about, leading rebounder earlier. We probably had about three players with somewhere between 4 and 4.5 rebounds.
You had three between 5 and 5.5.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
I looked those up, and I was like, well, this is her leading rebound. Well, no, she's right behind, like 2 rebounds ahead of this one and this one. They were fantastic.
And like you said, those two were competing for it and just kind of would change game to game on who maybe had the better positioning based off the defense we were in or matchups assigned or whatever. And so she just has a knack for the ball on the rebound, and before we played Bossy the second time, that was something we knew was, hey, we're probably playing a zone. The block out assignments are going to be a little bit tougher, but if we win the rebounding battle, we should have no problem with these guys the second time.
And something else that you did I thought was really smart, and Aubrey was the key in it. The soft spot in Bossy's defense in the sectional was underneath the free throw line, between the free throw line and that volleyball baseline there.
Mm-hmm.
And Aubrey would flash into the lane, get the pass, and she was able to turn. She would catch it, turn, and shoot.
Yeah.
And I think, what was she, like 6 for 7 in the game or something like that? I don't remember exactly.
That sounds right. But I believe she only missed one field goal.
Yeah, but it was, you know, she got in there, found that open hole, caught the ball, and then turned and just put it up. She squared up to the basket, no sloppy shots, and it was just automatic, and it was just a beautiful thing. Now, in contrast, Mallory Ladd, coach of Memorial, took that away in that game on Friday. But she's a product of Bruce Dockery, so that's understandable. But anytime Aubrey got the ball in that spot against Memorial, she had three players on her. And, you know, you'd think, we'll throw it out. Somebody's open. She couldn't get it out because those gals were just swarming. Yep. But that the Bossy game, you could really see a flash of, this is what you've got in your future with her.
Yes, yeah, and that's what kind of like we talked about as a team was, hey, we're playing our best team basketball this last week or two of the season. But like I said, it was exciting to see Aubrey probably was also playing her individual best basketball at that point in the year and just hoping to, you know, when we pick up next October, November, whatever it is, that hopefully she'll be closer to that point. And then we can keep building from there.
Well, you know, she's a freshman, and so, but you look at her, to me, she looked like she was a very intelligent person because she looked like she was just picking things up. Game after game, she got better noticeably. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, coming from eighth grade basketball to varsity basketball is one huge step. And maybe the game was a little fast for her in the beginning, but she was really starting to come on in the later in the season. She was good when I first saw her, but she was better later in the season. I thought she's just learning things, and again, she's got that grit and that hustle, and she's big enough and strong enough, and she got really good hands too.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
And now you've got Stella Hall. She was did not have a double-double this season, but she had an odd one. She had 9 points and 9 steals against Bossy in the sectional. Yes. And just think, if she didn't have that broken pinky, she might have gotten her 10th steal.
Yeah.
But no, she was a pleasure to watch. She just did so many things. She's very, very skilled. And you say she plays multiple sports as well, I'm sure. She's too good of an athlete not to.
Yes.
But is she a travel basketball player in the summers?
She is not. So she plays travel volleyball some, and I know that takes up, you know, the Sundays when she doesn't have basketball in the winter. She plays softball. She runs track. I'm not sure. She may have travel softball too in the summer, but she plays it all and just stays really busy and is just last summer I made sure to go to the county fair, and she was showing cattle too. So she does it all.
Wow. You know, one of the things that you'd think sometimes that stretches a kid too thin, it doesn't. It teaches them time management, and they take that for granted because that's just the life that they know. And they're better at managing their time to get their homework done because they've got all these other things on their plate. Mm-hmm. And I had a son that was like that. He was an adequate student, but when he was playing more sports, he was a better student because he had to get all the work done. And it sounds like, my goodness, Stella's got more on her plate than I would ever wanted to try, but she excels at everything too, imagine.
Yeah, and so headed into this year, we were a little bit nervous. We're like, okay, freshman, probably going to have to be our point guard, probably going to play close to 32 minutes a game. Is she going to be able to handle that? And she exceeded all expectations we had and turned into our leading scorer most games and just a really great, solid kid and hard worker all around.
You know, we call that good coaching.
Yeah.
No, she was a very much a pleasure to watch. The other thing, you know, you said she's going to play close to 32 minutes. I bet you had problems getting some of those girls off the court. Taylor Ellison's one that comes to mind. She didn't look like she ever wanted to come out of the game.
No.
And she would get into foul trouble periodically, and she still wanted to stay in the game. Love that attitude.
Yes.
We will take a quick break, and we'll come back, and we'll talk about your feeder program and what you've got coming up for next season. You're listening to 106.7 WMVI.
Expressway Chevrolet GMC is family-owned and located on the corner of Highway 62 and 69 in Mount Vernon, Indiana. The dealership was built on the principle that every vehicle buying experience should be easy but fun for the whole family. Our award-winning service department has 26 bays, 11 technicians, with 5 of them world-class. Sales is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Inventory is arriving daily, so remember to shop us before you shop anywhere else and visit us 24/7 at expresswaychevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana.
At Crane Credit Union, we listen to our members and do our best to provide the products and services they want and need. With our personal one-on-one banking and our convenient state-of-the-art technology, your money is always at your fingertips, leaving more time for the things you really care about. Crane Credit Union. It matters to us because it matters to you. Learn more at cranecu.org, federally insured by NCUA.
For over 40 years, Russell's Excavating has proudly served the community, specializing in commercial and industrial services. Russell's offers site preparation for new construction projects, demolition and industrial maintenance services. All services rendered with emphasis on safety first and customer satisfaction. A proud supporter of Wildcats Athletics is family-owned Russell's Excavating, located at 6800 Leonard Road South in Mount Vernon. Call 812-838-2471 for Russell's Excavating.
Are you looking for a move-in ready home in Mount Vernon? T. Milam of ERA First Advantage Realty invites you to check out this beautifully updated ranch at 312 West Sherman Street, priced at just $207,500. This three-bedroom, one-bath home offers nearly 1,400 square feet of comfort with major updates already done, including a newer roof with a transferable warranty, HVAC, electric, flooring, appliances, and more. There's even a full basement with plumbing in place for future living space. Topped off with stunning landscaping and a one-year home warranty, this truly checks all the boxes. Check it out today at tmilam.com and email Andrea to take the next step towards your new home. T. Milam of ERA First Advantage Realty, going that extra mile.
Looking for a new ride, or is it time to make sure your current vehicle is ready for winter? At Expressway Jeep, we've got you covered. From new snow-ready Jeep and Ram 4x4s to reliable pre-owned options, we're your one-stop shop. Plus, when the temperature drops, our certified technicians are here to help keep your vehicle winter-ready with expert service and maintenance. Stop by today or check us out online at expressway jeep.com. Expressway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Mount Vernon High School Basketball Coaches Show on 106.7 WMBI, MountVernonRadio.com. I'm Alan Buck, sitting here with Coach Rocky Alderman. Hi, you were expecting me to say Doug Nofsek. No, this is a special edition of Girls Basketball Coaches Show, and we've talked about the individual players and last season and how that all came to be. Now the season's over. It's over a week ago. Do the girls have a lot of time off now, or do you have a weight program, or when do you start up with basketball? Do you have spring and summer basketball? Yeah.
So most of our kids do weights kind of as their PE class, so they're involved in that year round. I'd have to look and see the live period that we're allowed to practice isn't until April. So we give them about a month, 2 months almost really here off. Next week, starting tomorrow, we're going to kind of have some end-of-season exit interviews just to see what their spring and summer availability is, and then we'll come up with our plan going forward. But, yeah, we let them have a little bit of a break, and most of them play softball, run track. They're busy year-round, so we give them a little bit of a break from basketball here.
Sure. Well, that's very good, and that goes back to what I said earlier. I like a player that's hungry to get back to the sport, so yes. Maybe a break will help that. You've got such good potential with the ones that are returning.
Yes.
It's a matter of developing those skills with some work in the off season. The other thing, weight training. Back in my day, you know, you did some weights, but mostly that was football. Mm-hmm. We didn't understand back then the benefit. There's the cardiovascular benefit.
Yeah.
When you're pumping weights, your body now has the ability to process more blood through. So when you're running in basketball, mm-hmm. you've got more oxygen, and you don't get tired as soon. And your girls, they didn't appear to get tired because you had Iron men, iron women, whatever you want to call them. They were 32-minute people out there. And you're going to have more of that next year. But you've got a couple seniors, a couple freshmen, a couple sophomore juniors coming back. What are you going to add to that? What's the pipeline of your program looking like?
So our 7th and 8th grade teams, the numbers aren't quite where we'd like them to be yet, but they have had some success. Our freshman class this year made the conference semifinals last year, that they play a conference tournament at the end of the year, and the 8th graders did the same thing this year. And so they've had a little bit of success, and so it's just trying to make sure that all of those 8th graders come back out next year, because, like I said, they were a last-second shot away from getting to play for the conference championship last weekend. So we'll touch base and with all of them here. They play a few travel tournaments, so they still have a week or two left of their season. But they'll be invited to those April workouts, and we'll make sure that all of them are still coming around and hopefully filling in some of those spots. We will look a little bit different. Like you said, we graduated 3 seniors that started for
very
us.
Very strong seniors.
And they were, you know, they looked like seniors. They were 5'9", 5'10", strong. You could tell they'd been in the weight room 4 years. And so as we look to kind of replace that, even if our 2 juniors do fill in and start, it's still, you know, there's going to be someone somewhere filling in that's younger. So,
yeah, absolutely. The other thing though, if you bring some of those 8th graders forward, if you can get your numbers up, one of the things that I think you were hinting at would have helped if you had enough numbers to have a JV team.
Yes.
Because these younger players needed more basketball.
Yes.
It didn't, you know, a few minutes here and there in a varsity game is okay. But they needed to be the ones carrying the load in the JV game, and
yes,
then come and spot sub in the varsity game. So, you know, hopefully, if you can get that to a point, and then those incoming freshmen pairing with some older kids can maybe enjoy some more success. And you know, winning's a lot of fun.
Yes.
So the more, you know, it's hard to put your nose to the grindstone and build a program. But that's kind of where you're coming from, and you made great strides this season, and hopefully you can do that again next season.
Yeah.
So it's you know, just keep up the good work, keep encouraging those kids. And I think you said earlier off the air that the lower levels, 6th grade, 5th grade, you got good numbers in those areas.
Yeah. So we had 11 6th graders on our junior high team this year, which I believe is the first time in a while that any of the junior high teams have had a number in double digits. And so just once again, trying to retain them as 7th graders and so on. Our youth basketball, we kind of switched up our 5th graders this year, that they played most of their games at the school. And that did tremendous things for our numbers.
Yeah.
So that they were able to practice kind of right after school the same way a junior high or high school team would. And most elementaries, that really increased their attendance. And so we're hoping once again to kind of fill out a more full 6th grade team. Below that, we have really tried to step up some of our youth, those travel tournaments. We hosted our first one this year, and it was the week of the big snowstorm. And so it was supposed to be Saturday, Sunday, and it was like, okay, we're going to start this thing on Friday and see how much we can get in. And the turnout was actually better than expected. You know, we had a few teams back out, but as far as attendance from parents, fans, that type of stuff, it couldn't have gone better. We had 2 teams. I believe it was our 3rd grade and our 4th grade team won the championship in their age division, which had to be played the following week because, of course, that Sunday got snowed out. So we made do with what we had, and that really just says a lot about kind of the youth parents and the people we had that were kind of behind the scenes helping make sure that happened. And once again, kind of our school administration to allowing us to use the buildings and be flexible with some of those last second schedule changes that were outside our control, so we didn't have to cancel it. And hey, we can get the ball rolling on this thing this year right now, because if we wait 1 year, that's 1 year longer we're going to have to wait for those third, fourth, whatever they are, to become high schoolers.
Absolutely. And you've got – there aren't any better athletic directors out there than Lee Latshaw.
Yes.
I mean, she's aces. She makes changes and, you know, does it in a short amount of time and really is supportive of the program. So that's really a good thing. Well, Coach, you got some good things to look forward to next season. I'm looking forward to it.
Yes.
I'm actually looking forward now. We do some softball games too.
Okay.
And now that I'm more familiar with some of these names, the games I did last year, you know, mm-hmm. It's a lot of fun when you know what you're looking at a little bit better than just that, you know, one play that you see. And the effort and the drive and determination that you get out of these girls, that's the other thing I always talk about. Coaches pretty much teach the same kind of things.
Yeah.
But it's the ones that can get each player to the best of their potential.
Yes.
And get the effort out of them. You can't give them effort.
Yeah.
You can give them the plays, but you can't give them effort. And if
yes.
they bring it, and it looks, that's the thing I always said about your girls. I talked to Lee about it. I said, you know, they are so fun to watch because they play so hard. And
yes.
and that comes from you, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So,
Thank you.
Good job, Coach. And I look forward to next season. And with that, I will turn it back to Dave and say good night to all good sports.